Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We're near the midpoint of the 2025 legislative session, and changes are beginning to take place. To the casual observer, they may be nearly imperceptible, but to those of us with a trained eye, they're as obvious as a counterfeit $3 bill. In part, it has to do with the fact that we're so close to the transmittal break. By next week, all bills need to have cleared their committees and be headed to the House floor, or they'll get a very quick and unceremonious death. That's because legislative rules say that any general bill that has not cleared its house of origin and been transmitted to the opposite house by the start of the transmittal break automatically dies. This creates a sense of urgency that's just now becoming palpable, especially among the freshmen. When newly minted legislators first come to Helena, they see everything with rose-colored glasses. It's almost a Mr. Smith goes to Washington moment. In their eyes, they love everyone and everyone loves them. They have high hopes for bipartisanship, and their class song is Kumbaya. They also come bearing bills, ideas they've gotten from their constituents or been roped into by manipulative state agencies or dreamt up all by themselves. Ideas that they're convinced will make Montana a better place for all of its citizens. They're in love with their bills, they make logical sense, and they're convinced that all of the other legislators will love them too. But unfortunately, a hard dose of reality is about to strike. Passing meaningful legislation is not as easy as it looks. The warning signs are all there, but freshmen are too naive to see them. The first one is that no one's willing to sign on to your bill as a co-sponsor. At that point, you're on your own like Don Quixote jousting at windmills. The second shot across the bow comes at the hearing when no one testifies in favor of your bill, but it's opposed by a long line of state agencies that deem it unworkable. The third shot comes when the committee votes to table your bill. At that point, it's not officially dead, but it's definitely on life support. Which brings us to where we are with 1 week to go before the transmittal deadline. The sense of urgency is growing, and freshmen are scrambling to find a way to get their bills off the table and back into the process, all the while knowing that with each passing day, their prospects grow dimmer and dimmer. They also become aware that the Montana Family Foundation Government Affairs team is working quietly behind the scenes to make sure that bad bills stay dead until we safely pass the transmittal deadline. After transmittal, the attitude completely changes. The bills still in play are the ones with merit, and senior legislators get to work. Freshmen are no longer naive. They're just grumpy. The idealism is now gone, and the harsh reality of legislating sinks in. At this point, freshmen have a choice to make. They can either take their ball and go home, or they can double down and learn the skills necessary to become the statesmen who actually pass laws. The choice is theirs. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.